Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets, drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at BuffaloSlenderLife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune in to our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo. We're thrilled that you're with us week after week, whether it's our Saturday show or our Sunday morning show. We're here with news you can use. So much great stuff is happening in our community. But a lot of times people just don't know it. And that's why we're here, Senior Radio Buffalo. We're for everybody. But we especially want to put the call out for diabetic volunteers. You are needed for a gum disease study over at UB. And we're thrilled to have Dr. Bob Schifferle back with us, who is the principal investigator for this study. Good morning, doctor. Nice to have you back.
Thanks, Linda. It's great to be back.
It is wonderful that UB takes part in these incredible studies because it is such a wonderful thing for our volunteers to get involved with. You're going to have your gum disease looked at. You're going to have it treated for a year. You're going to get compensation for it. And we want to give people more information about this because they could say, wow, maybe I haven't been to the dentist as much as I should have been, or maybe I couldn't afford this on my own. Here at UB, you may be able to take care of this for them if they are the right candidate for this.
Yes, right now we're doing a study where we're looking for patients who are diabetic that have periodontal disease or gum disease. Mm-hmm. In the study, the patients will receive treatment for the periodontal disease, mm-hmm. and we will evaluate the disease, and we'll also look at the diabetic status. The information that we'll receive, we'll do blood tests and we'll evaluate the bacteria in their mouth and other sources. And this information will be provided to both their dentist and their MD.
Wow, that's terrific. Why are we doing this study? Is it to learn how to treat diabetics with gum disease in a more effective way?
Yes. Patients that are diabetic have different conditions that are, they have an increased susceptibility if they're diabetic. One of these is periodontal disease or gum disease. Diabetics are more prone to having periodontal disease, and if a diabetic does have periodontal disease, it sometimes makes it more difficult for them to control their blood sugar.
I see. Okay, go ahead.
With the treatment of periodontal disease, there's studies that show that the levels of their hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of how well their diabetic control is, can be improved. And this has been shown in multiple studies over the past decade.
Okay, so let's go back to the fact that you're looking for diabetic volunteers needed for a gum disease study. Now, let me give you the qualifications, okay? The study requires you to come to their clinic for 5 to 6 or more visits, okay? To qualify, you must be at least 25 years old. You must have at least 14 natural teeth. You must not have used tobacco products for at least a year. What about vaping?
We really don't want them vaping either.
Okay.
The nicotine can affect the treatment of the disease. Studies show that people that smoke cigarettes have a poorer response to therapy than non-smokers.
Okay. And once again, you will get complete treatment for about a year. Pardon me. Dr. Shifley, if somebody has been told they have gingivitis, is that the same thing?
Gingivitis is an early form of periodontal disease. Gingivitis primarily means that your gums are inflamed. Mm-hmm. However, if the inflammation persists for a period of time, you lose the supporting bone around the teeth, and in time your teeth will become loose and the gums will recede, so the teeth will appear longer.
Okay, so if you are a diabetic and you know you have that, why don't you go ahead and give the number a call? You may qualify for this. You may.
Yes.
Yeah.
What we do is, if we have a questionnaire, and if you meet the qualification, mm-hmm. we'll bring you into the university, and we will do a thorough periodontal exam, and we'll take x-rays. The x-rays will then be available to your dentist, and we'll be able to determine whether or not you have periodontal disease and if you would be eligible for therapy.
And I want to give that number right away because I know people are standing by with a pen. If you believe you are a candidate for this, the first 12 people who qualify, all right, are going to be into this study. The number is 829-6306. That's 829-6306. And as we said, compensation will be provided for time and transportation. All right, 829-6306. Again, Dr. Shifley, we're so thrilled that UB does studies like this because somebody can have this and feel like, I can't really afford to treat it right now. But if you are a diabetic and you meet those qualifications, you can have this taken care of.
Yes. We usually have someone, once they qualify, we'll evaluate them and we'll provide initial periodontal therapy to them.
That's great.
6 months we find that there's still some residual areas, we will retreat that area. Some of the patients may be eligible for free periodontal surgery if it's indicated.
That's amazing. That's terrific. That is awesome that we're doing this in this community. Talk about what are some of the symptoms of periodontal disease. We still may have people who really don't know what that is.
Periodontal disease is kind of a silent disease. Usually people have no pain or discomfort until it becomes advanced, and it makes it much more difficult to treat.
Mm-hmm.
Early signs are, as you mentioned previously, gingivitis, which means that your gums bleed. So if your gums bleed when you brush or when you floss or if you're using a toothpick, that's a sign that you may have periodontal disease.
Mm-hmm.
If it's gingivitis, it can be treated in a much easier fashion. With periodontal disease or periodontitis, there's bone loss, and it makes it a little bit more difficult to treat, but over the years, we've been pretty successful at resolving it.
Also, halitosis?
Yes, with periodontal disease, there's different bacteria that live below the gum, and the bacteria that cause the loss of the bone may also increase the risk of having bad breath or halitosis.
So if you've been told you have that over and over again, chances are you've got gingivitis leading into periodontal disease. What does the study do for people with periodontal disease?
Oh, basically what we try to do is we have patients that do have periodontal disease, and we'll treat that and hope to resolve it and get it to a healthy condition. If you have a cavity, mainly the dentist can restore that, and you know that's pretty much taken care of.
Right.
Periodontal disease is a lifetime condition, just like if someone had diabetes mm-hmm. or hypertension, so it has to be controlled, which means that people with more severe forms of periodontal disease may need to see their dentist every 3 months mm-hmm. to have their teeth cleaned and periodontal treatment provided, and to have it monitored to make sure it doesn't progress.
Can it be hereditary?
Yes, there is a genetic linkage to periodontal disease. Some of the biggest risk factors are, one is genetics. If your parents have it or if you have brothers or sisters that have it, there's a much higher increase in in your odds of having it. The other is diabetics. Mm-hmm. If you're diabetic, there's a much greater risk. And smokers also have a much greater risk of having periodontal disease.
Now, a generation ago, the answer was that people lost their teeth and they got dentures.
Yes.
So if you remember your parents having dentures, even at a young age, and having a lot of tooth problems, chances are, back in the day, they didn't really treat it that well. They just let you lose your teeth and then go ahead and replace them. But we can do things about this today.
Yeah, right now there's quite a number of options we have. Again, if someone has periodontal disease, we can treat that and get it under control. And I've had patients that I've seen for over 30 years that have been successfully treated and still have their teeth.
Absolutely. Now, for this study, once again, everybody, we're looking for diabetics, all right? We're going to take the first 12 who qualify, all right? The first 12 who qualify. And how do you qualify? You have to be a diabetic. You have to be at least 25 years old, have at least 14 natural teeth, have not used tobacco products or vaping in at least a year, and you have gum disease. You've been told you have gum disease, okay? If you fill in all those qualifications and you're a diabetic, call 829-6306, all right? You are not going to pay for anything. As a matter of fact, the compensation will be provided to you and complete treatment for at least a year, depending on how you're doing. So it's a no-lose situation. You can have this completely corrected or at least get treatment for it. And, doctor, as we know, that a lot of bacteria in the mouth can lead to heart problems. So it's really important that people pay attention to this.
Yeah, there's a number of systemic links associated with periodontal disease. People with periodontal disease, again, have a higher incidence of diabetes. There's a higher incidence of stroke, myocardial infarction, rheumatoid arthritis. The list keeps increasing as we learn more and more about this. Women with periodontal disease have a higher risk of having preterm babies or low birth babies also.
Interesting, interesting. So what we're looking for are diabetics who would like to be volunteers in a gum disease study. We're doing this study right here at UB Dental. And again, you can be a part of it. 829-6306. If you're a diabetic and you've been told you have gum disease, you have periodontal disease, and you fulfill those other qualifications, you can have this taken care of, and you'll be doing this the society a favor because we're going to get information from every one of those patients to treat this better. That's what the study is all about.
Yes, what we want to look at is see if there's changes in the bacteria in patients that have periodontal disease following treatment, and we'd also like to see if there's changes in their blood sugar levels following treatment. Studies suggest that is, and we'd like to add to that body of knowledge.
How many people are in it already?
Right now we have about 90 patients.
That's great. Good for you out there, you 90. That's fantastic.
And we're hoping to get at least 12 additional patients.
Yes, we're looking for at least 12 more diabetics now. And this is going to be a clinical research study, and the purpose of the research study is to evaluate the benefit of supportive periodontal therapy in diabetics, okay, with periodontal or gum disease. So again, qualifications, you must be 25 years old, have at least 14 natural teeth. And we say that because with periodontal disease, you start to suffer bone loss and then the teeth just start to fall out. So if you at least have 14 natural teeth, have not used tobacco or vaping for at least a year, and you have gum disease. And again, complete treatment for a year, compensation will be provided for your time and transportation, and you're seeing the very best people we have in Buffalo at the UB Dental School. UB Dental Study, the number again is 829-6306. And if you don't qualify, you may know somebody who will. So by all means, give them that information. You're going to love going to the UB Dental School. These folks are great. They're professionals, and they're going to take care of you, and they're going to make you better. So if this is something that you know you have been kind of letting go, it is not good for your health. If you're a diabetic and you know you have gum disease, you really need to go to this. Let them treat you, and obviously, it's going to be no money out of your pocket. In fact, you will get compensation. So it's a win-win-win situation. It's good for the study. It's good for you. And it's good for everybody around you to know that you're taking good care of yourself. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You are listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, and we welcome you. Good morning.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hospice Buffalo is here. No matter what your diagnosis or their prognosis, whether improving their comfort or your confidence, while providing for their medical care or your emotional health, Hospice Buffalo is here to comfort, to guide, and to support. Because we're more than end-of-life care. We're quality of life care. Call Hospice Buffalo to get the help you need. Our collaborative team of experts is here for you and your family through any long-term or life-limiting illness. Whether you're the patient concerned for those who support you or the caregiver who is always there, Hospice is here to do more, to listen more, and to be more so that you can worry less. Don't wait for answers. Call 686-8000 or visit hospicebuffalo.com. Hospice Buffalo. Care for them. Comfort for you.
How would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets, drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at BuffaloSlenderLife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Good morning again, everybody, and welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, where we always have good news for you and great people for you to talk to, because that's what this show is all about. We have earned it at this age. We know that perhaps we have Social Security around the corner. We have retirement around the corner. Maybe you're already there. But if you don't know enough about your own finances, we're going to introduce you to somebody who can really, really help you sleep better at night. We have Steve Elwell, who is with us, the Chief Investment Officer and Partner at Level Financial Advisors. They're located right here on Sweet Home Road in Amherst, but also in Wellsville and Hamburg. Good morning, Steve. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Let me talk for just a second, because you talk about something that a lot of people don't want to talk about, and that is, where are they as far as savings, and where are they for the future?
Yep.
What are their investments, and will they have enough for retirement?
Yeah. No, you're totally right. It is still a bit of a taboo subject. Although having said that, I feel like when people come in and meet with us, and it may not just be us, but once they start to talk about their personal finances, it's almost like a little bit of a weight comes off the shoulders, right? I don't get to talk to everybody about this. I have some questions, and some of them are, you know, pretty intimate details of my life. And now I get to actually talk about that and kind of get some of that off my shoulder, some of the stress of those, not knowing the answer to those questions off my shoulder. So it can be a bit of a liberating process.
I agree. We have a lot of women who may be listening this morning, and they may be widowed, or their husbands took care of all the finances. They didn't even have to learn to write a check. Well, you're going to find out later in life, you're going to need to know all those things that were spared from you. And you're going to need to know what you need to have for the future. Because listen, we're all here to live as long as possible, and we want to live in the comfort that we've come to know because we've worked really hard all our lives. And that's where you come in. You can really help people with long-term strategies suited to their particular needs.
That's exactly right. So if someone's coming to us, whether they're widowed or recently retired or whatever the case may be, generally what they're trying to do is get a handle on where am I today and how do I get to where I want to go or make sure that I'm going to be all right. And so that's part of our job is to bring everything together, to be a second set of eyes for them to ensure that everything they're doing makes sense. It's as cost effective as possible. So a big part of our job is to try and save you money, to find ways to do that, whether that's through taxes or higher Social Security benefits or better estate plan, whatever the case may be. Our job is to bring all this together to make sure that you're going to be okay and to do that as someone that you can trust, someone that you know is on your side, and someone that you know is sole job is to look out for you. That's literally the only reason people hire us is to look out for them.
Steve, is it a mistake for someone who's listening to say, oh, listen, when I retire, I'm going to collect Social Security. That's all I've got.
That's what the vast majority of people do is as soon as they retire, they immediately start their Social Security, which a lot of times is at 62. And there could maybe be some good reasons for that, but there's also quite a few reasons why that might not be the smartest thing to do. So it's extremely common for people to start it immediately.
So for people who are listening, and let's say we're already seniors, let's say we're 55 plus, you really want to get in and talk to someone like you and find out what you can do at this age.
That's exactly right. What you want is a game plan. And having that information of, okay, when I decide I'm ready to retire, here's the next steps. Here's how this is going to work. Here's how I'm going to replace my paycheck and live off of my savings if I have some and live off of Social Security or any pension that I have. And having that information brings a sort of can bring a sort of sense of calm as you go into this enormous mental shift of go to work, you know, every weekday or whatever that your schedule is, get a paycheck every 2 weeks and spend that paycheck. But in retirement, that's not how life works. You get your Social Security check once a month. If you're living off your savings, there's a million different ways you can do that. So it's a huge mental shift.
And you know, I think a lot of people think, well, as soon as I collect Social Security, a lot of my expenses go away. No, you still have to pay for Medicare.
That's definitely true. You got to pay for your Medicare premiums. If you have a lot of income in retirement from investments or things, you might pay extra for Medicare. You won't get anything extra, but you might pay extra. One of the things we help people do that have that particular problem is trying to figure out if there's any way that we can restructure the way they live off their savings in retirement to maybe lower their Medicare premiums to avoid having to pay those extra premiums.
You have something called an earnings test if people are below full retirement age. And what are we considering full retirement age, 67?
Yeah, it depends on when you were born. But for most people, it's 66 to 67. It used to be 65 for Social Security, but they made some changes in the 80s to make the program a little healthier. And so now for most people, it's 66, 67.
Okay, so what's the earnings test?
So the earnings test applies to if you have started your Social Security benefits but you are younger than your full retirement age. So in this example, we use 66.
Okay.
Let's say you started it at 62 and you're still working. If you earn more than a certain amount of money, they will start to withhold some of your Social Security all the way down to zero if you earn too much money. And you don't actually lose that money. They will change your Social Security benefits when you do hit your full retirement age to kind of pay you back. But the general idea is, in Social Security's eyes, if you're still working and earning a lot and you're younger than your full retirement age, it's not really a good idea to start your Social Security, especially if you don't need that money at that moment.
Okay. Steve Elwell is our guest this morning. He is the Chief Investment Officer and partner with Level Financial Advisors. If you like what he has to say, by all means, let me give you his number. It's 634-6113. 634-6113. And basically, you'll be connected to the 1412 Sweet Home Road office in Amherst. But folks, if you're down in the Southern Tier, there's a Wellsville office and a Hamburg office in the South Towns. Their firm has helped hundreds of individuals and families achieve their financial goals, educate their children, retire with dignity, and take care of their heirs. They help their clients achieve success through personalized financial planning and investment management process. And Steve, the first thing I notice on your the very, very first page on your website, it says we are fee-only fiduciary planning, not fee-based. And that's very important for our listeners to know.
It absolutely is. We think that's the only way to go. What that essentially means is the only party or person we work for is you.
Mm-hmm.
We are not compensated by any third-party financial company. We don't receive a commission if we suggest a certain life insurance policy or annuity. We don't get any of that. The only people who pay us are our clients directly,
mm-hmm.
which means we can be completely objective when we give advice to our clients about any financial question that they have, which is, of course, what everyone would naturally want.
Right.
You don't want to get advice from someone who has conflicted reasons to give you certain recommendations over others. So it really is, we think it's extremely important. And so that's why we've operated that way for over 30 years.
Steve, how often, and let's say in 1 year, do you like to see your clients? Do you like them to check in?
Yeah, so if you're really close to retirement, it's probably going to be a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
especially really as you get right to that moment where you're about to actually call it a day. For most other people, 1 to 2 times a year would be appropriate unless something major is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, revising an estate plan maybe would cause a couple of more meetings than that. If you had grandchildren or your children were getting married and there's some planning to do there, maybe some more. But generally once or twice a year. But that excludes, of course, any phone calls or emails for just random questions that come up, which you can do at any
right.
moment and are completely unlimited. There's no limit on that. So you could send an email every day if you want with today's finance question about what should I do with this and what should I do with that.
So you can take people's savings, their 401k, whatever it is, and you can invest it wisely for them.
That's exactly right. That's what people are hiring us to do, is to make their savings last. To also structure it in a way where if they have multiple different types of accounts, to limit taxes, the tax drag on that investments and those investments as much as possible, which
mm-hmm.
can be big numbers. Of course, no one wants to pay any more tax than what they're required.
Absolutely.
So let's think about how we can be smart about that, right? We can build a portfolio to be efficient. So let's do that.
All right. Listen, I'm going to have to stop you there because we're out of time. If you like what my guest has to say, Steve Elwell, Level Financial Advisors, 634-6113, or log on to levelfa.com. And remember, you heard him here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Sunday for another episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.